What are some unique pet side hustles? Pet side hustles, like side hustles for people who love pets. And we want to go beyond pet sitting and dog walking. That's what this episode is about. We've got a listener question, Emily in Austin. She's a longtime listener, in fact, passionate about working with animals. And she wants to start a pet-related side hustle, as noted, more than just pet sitting or dog walking. So what we're all about here is looking at passions, skills. How do you take those passions and skills, turn them into a business, usually in the form of a service or a product, something that can be monetized, an offer that people can pay for? And I want to just say a big thank you to all of our listeners. Hope you're staying inspired and motivated as we kind of go through all kinds of different challenges and questions and scenarios, case studies, new episode every day, of course, and we make this podcast for you. So today, as noted, Austin, Texas, Emily, longtime listener, wants to start a pet-related side hustle, but one that is a little bit beyond the basics. I love that. I'm down with that. Let's give a little shout out to our sponsor today and then Emily's question.
Hello, Chris. I'm Emily from Austin, a longtime listener of Side Hustle School. I love working with animals and want to start a pet-related side hustle. I'm already aware of pet sitting and dog walking, but I'm looking for unique services that go beyond the usual offerings. What innovative pet services could I offer that would appeal to pet owners and stand out in a crowded market? Any tips on how to market these services effectively would also be appreciated. Your insights have always been so helpful.
Emily, thanks for calling in. The pet industry is booming, and no doubt there's room for some innovative services beyond just being a dog walker, pet sitter, et cetera. And just on that, I should always mention Rover, rover.com. We've had a number of listeners who have built businesses on Rover, but that is primarily about pet sitting / dog walking, et cetera. So what else is there? Well, pet photography. We've done a couple of case studies on people who are doing pet photography or portraits. Sometimes it's not photography. Sometimes it's more like I'm drawing a watercolor or making a painting, but some sort of representation. So that's one option if you have that skill. Obviously, you don't just pick that up. You have to have some skill in it. Let's see what else. Pet wellness in general. I mean, people spend a lot of money on their beloved companions. So I did some quick searching. I was like, what is out there that people are actually doing, you know, and succeeding at? And so there's like pet wellness, pet massage, pet acupuncture, you know, for pets with chronic pain and anxiety. Obviously, you need to be in the right market for this. You need to be in the right area, you know, affluent area where there are a lot of dogs or other pets. I'm sure there's some certification for that, but just throwing it out there. What else? Behavioral training, specialized behavioral training for pets with issues like separation, anxiety, or aggression, obedience issues. Customized pet travel planning. Pet travel planning or pet event planning. You know, there's a market for all this kind of stuff, right? So helping pet owners plan a trip that includes their pets or even a pet-related event like pet birthday parties. I saw a dog wedding on Instagram recently. Like I said, you know, people do all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, those are a few options. And as to how to market those services, well, I think this is kind of a social media thing. And of course, online reviews. Maybe Rover is good for these services as well, in addition to the pet sitting that they normally do. So check it out. Let us know how it goes. As always, thank you for the question. Thank you, listeners, for being out there. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. If you've got comments, feedback, much more is coming up. Always completely free. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.